If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Male Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Male treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Male will help you.
Call New Male Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
The city is yours to navigate. Do it luxuriously in a Jaguar from Howard Orloff Jaguar. For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Jaguar has been proudly serving Chicagoland with one of the largest selections of Jaguar models. Come in now during our 2015 model year and sales event and take advantage of outstanding pricing, finance, and lease programs on our entire inventory. When it comes to Jaguar in Chicagoland, no one compares to Howard Orloff Jaguar, just off the Kennedy at Armitage or at howardorloffjaguar.com.
Buying car batteries is a lot like buying a pair of jeans. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, or boasts the latest technology, AutoZone is your battery headquarters. As for the jeans, just remember, too tight ain't right.
Get Duralast batteries for dependable power that's proven tough in the most extreme conditions. Duralast is available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Trial.
Don't miss any of the Score's continuing coverage of Bears training camp live from Bourbonnais, featuring all your favorite Score shows, Bears experts, and Bears players and coaches, right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. We're less than 24 hours from the MLB trade deadline now, and teams on both sides of towns finding themselves subjects of the rumor mill. The Cubs are still interested in pitcher Tyson Ross and have been talking to the Padres about a deal, but Theo Epstein is said to be attempting to include Starlin Castro. Cubs are in Milwaukee tonight to open a four-game set against the Brewers. Jake Arrieta on the bump for the Cubs. He'll take on Jimmy Nelson at 7:10. Chris Bryant not in the starting lineup tonight, but Starlin Castro is. Kyle Schwarber gets another start in left field. White Sox, meanwhile, have become last-minute buyers, according to USA Today's Bob Nightingale. He says the team is aggressively shopping for a bat and have inquired about the Tigers' Yoenis Cespedes. John Heyman says Justin Upton is also on the White Sox wish list. Chris Sale will take the mound for the Southsiders tonight in Boston as they go for the sweep and their eighth win in a row. Sox will face Stephen Wright tonight at 6:10. Earlier in the day, the Tigers sent David Price to the Blue Jays in exchange for three left-handed pitchers, including top prospect Daniel Norris. Cardinals picked up outfielder Brandon Moss from the Indians after Matt Holliday sustained a quad injury, and the Yankees have traded for Seattle's Dustin Ackley. Bears held their first practice of training camp today down in Bourbonnais. Tim Jennings was excused from camp for personal reasons while he addressed a DUI charge down in Florida. Top draft pick Kevin White is beginning camp on the PUP list with a shin injury. Head coach John Fox says that injury isn't serious and White is day-to-day. Matt Forte took some time today to explain to the media why he thought he deserved a new contract.
The NFL is reward-based, production-based, so you produce, you get rewarded, but then sometimes when it comes time to be rewarded, it doesn't happen, and if you complain about it, then you're a bad guy or something like that.
Forte says he'll test free agency in the offseason. Finally, the Associated Press is reporting that the water and the athletes in next year's Summer Olympics in Rio will be swimming and boating in is so contaminated with human feces that athletes risk becoming violently ill and unable to compete in the games. This scoreboard update is brought to you by LKQ. Pick your part, bring your tools, pick your part. And Pennzoil is taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to the pure, clean power of Pennzoil Synthetics and see who else is making the switch at PennzoilSynthetics.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score in just a little bit at 5:35 when the Sox take on Boston on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
No.
Chicago
Sports Radio 670.
Absolutely not.
Going to change his plan.
Yeah, we've made an editorial decision here, and it's in your best interest because we're doing you a favor. The calls that came in for Hooyah Crabbit were so bad, they're just not worth being.
And you don't feel like reading for half an hour.
I'm not going to sit here and read for a half an hour. I'm not going to do it. And it's just, we're not going to put idiots on the air just to have phone calls on the air. That's for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the rest of it like? Isn't that sort of what we do?
It's just not worth it. Nobody wants to sit here and hear me read for a half an hour.
No, we don't. Dave Miska does not. He's back in the comfort of our luxurious trailer. He does not want to hear you.
The point of it is that if you can take the time to write it, unless you've been rendered mute by an industrial accident, you can read it. You can do the work. You can take the time. You're off of work, so you can call in and you can do your own stuff and be funny and clever. And if you don't want to do it, then I'm not going to just say,
a guy said something and it was not right, and who's he crapping?
I want to crap my buddy.
That.
I want to crap that guy or on a commercial on your station who said that thing.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're getting.
This portion of the score brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy.
Hey, if you're a runner, you might be interested in the 2015 Super Bears Shuffle 5K. This is the official Bears race. It's the only one that is affiliated officially with the Bears, and they've got something called Back to Football Week. And they're going to do this at Soldier Field Thursday, September 10th. And you register and you get the whole atmosphere. You get a 2015 finisher's medal if you finish that rugged 5K.
Or if you finish.
Or if you finish. You get a Bears-themed performance T-shirt, a Bears-branded race bib. They've got free Miller Lite for people of age. And you can register today if you want to do this. ChicagoBears.com/5K. ChicagoBears.com/5K. We learned some things about the Bears today. We learned that reporters aren't allowed to report.
It's an interesting twist. You know, I hadn't thought about that. And we tried to find Big Z, not because we need any Bears information, but just I was wondering how the guys who've been on the beat for a long time, what they felt about this. Because they all had to sign it. Whatever they had to do, they had to agree to it.
Otherwise, if you start actually doing your job, they'll pull your credential.
Apparently, that's the case. So I just wanted to check in with him, but he'd already left. So maybe we'll find somebody tomorrow that can tell us what the reaction was. I mean, we know that it's certainly something that's just done here, other places as well. Other places as well, but I just had not heard this about John Fox. I'd not heard it about John Fox.
I'm not sure what his concern is. I really don't. And we've had a fun time with coaches today, because if you missed the very beginning of the show,
Lord,
that right out of the gate, and I had heard some of this earlier in the day, and I don't know what most coaches at the major college media days. You know, we heard the SEC coaches all wanted to whine and complain.
Because they're all worn out by the time the bowl games get there. Tired.
When they weren't weighing in on the socio-political concerns. And now, amid the firestorm that Tim Beckman is currently facing for allegedly abusing more than one player, verbally
the Tribune today.
And physically, and he didn't comment on any of that. He didn't deny anything. He just talked about the investigation running its course. And some coaches, more than others, look at this as some sort of bizarro pep rally. And that's apparently what Tim Beckman did. But we had a very difficult time making sense of this. Maybe 4 hours later, this will start to make some sense.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I need. I needed just a brain clear, and now I'll be good.
Okay, you think so? You think you're on the same wavelength, that now you will be able, through your decoder ring, you will be able to understand what Tim Beckman is saying?
I'm ready.
Okay, because this is
I'm ready.
Today, how he began his speech to the assembled media. Enjoy.
We use the word OSCE not just because of the word OSCE or that it's a battle cry of the University of Illinois, but it also stands for something. That stance that we use that word for is our success equals the knowledge of being the K, the knowledge of being a great student athlete on and off the football field, understanding how to be supportive, how to understand to be successful in the classroom. The E stands for effort, giving all out effort in everything you do each and every day. And then the last E stands for energy. Energy, being a positive influence on the people, having that belief and that system of as being a teammate, being a brother, the band of brothers.
Oh, eat me. No, I did not work again. I tried and I got lost somewhere in like the first 13 seconds. I don't know what he's talking about, but that's okay. He's great at slogans. He's great at putting stuff together. And who does that on Media Day? You look like
an
idiot.
Right. That's not what Media Day is
for. You look like a fool. I mean, God. Anyway, and this is not a day when the lead story, not in sports, in the lead story in the Chicago Tribune is about how he's run his program during these 3 years in Illinois. And that's how he responds.
That is the highest paid state employee in Illinois. The word that we use that word for.
We use the word OSCE, not just because of the word OSCE.
What the hell is the word OSCE to begin with? We use the word OSCE. It's just the entire thing is absolutely ridiculous.
Rod Zickler.